Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hope you had a great weekend. I'm Will Selvin. These are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. The 49ers really shaking up the NFL world on Friday when they pulled off a massive trade. San Francisco now owns the third overall selection in next month's draft. They were able to dart up the draft board by dealing the 12th overall pick in addition to their 2022 and 2023 first-round picks, plus a compensatory third-round draft pick to the Dolphins. San Francisco is really trying to improve in the ultra-competitive NFC West, where Seattle and L.A. both made the playoffs last season. The Rams have not been resting on their laurels, though. They traded for quarterback Matthew Stafford and signed free agent wide receiver DeSean Jackson. The three-time Pro Bowl wideout saying he's been a fan of the veteran quarterback since they first faced off in a game during the 2010 season.
It was this play on like third and long, and he looked back, and I see he like rolled out and like made this long throw across the field to Calvin Johnson. It was like, I seen that. I said, this dude's a young quarterback in the NFL making a throw like that. I said, that dude gonna be special. And that dude, man, he's a beast, man. His arm is out the world, man. So I'm excited to, I'm gonna run far, and you just throw it far, man. Hopefully we can beat everybody.
That's the hope. The Bucs have also been busy since winning the franchise's second Super Bowl championship back in February. They had a number of big-name players who hit the free agency market, names like Rob Gronkowski, Shaq Barrett, and Leonard Fournette, all who re-signed to play for Tampa again in 2021. General Manager Jason Light told SiriusXM Radio he's proud of the job the team's done keeping the core together, so in the immortal words of head coach Bruce Arians, they can go for two.
If we were a different franchise signing all these guys, we'd be throwing parades and everything. You forget that just how big it is to bring your own guys back. So it gets a little bit lost, I think, sometimes when you sign your own players that are really good players back, that it's just as big as another team signing a player away. You know what your players are. You know what they're capable of, and there's no trial and error with them. You jump in right where you left off.
A great job by Light and company. Tampa actually advancing to Super Bowl 55 by winning in Green Bay. Packers running back Aaron Jones filling up the stat sheet in 2020, the last year of his rookie deal, rushing for a little over 1,100 yards and 9 rushing touchdowns to go along with his 355 receiving yards and 2 receiving TDs. There was uncertainty, though, if he would re-sign with the Pack after that Pro Bowl campaign, but Jones re-upped for another 4 seasons earlier this month, saying the Packers still have work to do.
For back-to-back years, we felt like we were so close, and we are close, you know, NFC Championship games, and back-to-back years, I feel like it's unfinished business, and that's why I said that. And like you said, you have the pieces. You just got to take advantage of the time that you guys have together. And so that's all I'm trying to do, and bring the Super Bowl back here.
NFL Network's Tom Pelissero reporting Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence will not attend next month's draft in Cleveland. Lawrence will reportedly instead watch the draft at Clemson with family and friends. He recently had surgery on his left non-throwing shoulder, but should be healthy by the start of training camp. Plenty of other first-round prospects, though, will be on display this week on NFL Network. Tomorrow, you can watch live coverage of the workouts at Ohio State and Alabama starting at noon Eastern. Well, that's it for me. I'm Will Self. I hope you have a great rest of the week. Those are your Good Morning Football headlines for NFL Network.